أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالا ربنا إننا نخاف أن يفرط علينا أو أن يطغى. قال لا تخافا إنني معكما أسمع وأرى. فأتياه فقولا إنا رسولا ربك فأرسل معنا بني إسرائيل ولا تعذبهم قد جئناك بآية من ربك والسلام على من اتبع الهدى. அல்ஹம்துலில்லாஹ், வித் தௌஃபீக் ஆஃப் அல்லாஹ் தபாரக் வ தஆலா, ஐ ஹவ் ரிசைட்டட் த ஆயா நம்பர் 45, 46, 47 ஆஃப் சூரத் தஹா, பாரா நம்பர் 16. வி வர் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் Da'wat al-Tabligh of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. When this surah revealed, Surah Taha in Makkah al-Mukarrama, it was a very, very difficult time for companions and for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a very, very difficult time. And most of the Sahaba already migrated to from Makkah Mukarrama to Abyssinia. Most of the Sahaba, those times. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala told the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, do not worry. And he revealed the surah of Musa alayhi salam. See how much was difficulty for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He was alone and his brother. Two of them. There were no ones. Ya Rasulullah, you have some companions. Not so bad like Musa alayhi salam, because they were Fir'aun. Yes, the Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl was worse than Fir'aun. Abu Jahl was worse than Fir'aun. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that Abu Jahl, Fir'aun hadhil ummah. When I went in the battle of Badr, when the two children, they dropped him down and they hit him, he was nearly dying. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, I sat on his chest to slaughter his neck. What he said to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, you the shepherd, you're sitting on my chest. I'm the king of Makkah Mukarrama, the leader of Makkah. Listen, when you cut, don't cut from the top, cut it from the bottom, so my neck will be more longer than everyone's. He had the takabur and pride at that time also, at the time of death. It was a difficult time for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala explained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not worry. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Here, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salam, I'm giving you two mu'jiza, miracle. You take and go to Fir'aun. Idhab ila Fir'aun innahu tagha. What was the two miracles mentioned here? Asa, stick, become snake. And yad bayra, put his hand, take it out, shine like sun. better than son. That was a true miracle was given to Musa alayhi salatu was salam. He was given so many miracles, but specially mentioned the Mufassirin, specially Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, this true miracle was given in the beginning to show the fear. Also said to him, Izhab anta wa akhuka bi ayati wa la taniya fi dhikri. You and your brother, you go there, but do not neglectful from the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Zikr. Musa alayhi salam, who was a Nabi? Harun alayhi salam was a Nabi, but Allah reminding them to do zikr of Allah. The zikr during the salatu. Wa aqimis salata li dhikri. فَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ حِينَ تُمْسُونَ وَحِينَ تُصْبِحُونَ. Morning and evening, you'll remember Allah. Not only that, Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and companions, when you go in the battle, they also you remember Allah Ta'ala during the battle. Why? The zikr will give you power, peace, tranquility, sukoon and strength, that you're turning towards Allah. You're not doing nothing. Allah is helping us. To remember Allah. وَلَا تَنِيَا فِي ذِكْرِ. That's why a Sahabi, a companion, came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, give me some short and very sweet advice so I can practice always. What Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, La yazal lisanak ratban min dhikrillah. Always your tongue be fresh with zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Fadhkurullaha la'allakum tuflihun. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu udhkurullaha dhikran kathira. He didn't say, there's no limit for zikr of Allah Ta'ala. No limit. There is limit for other ibadats. But for zikr, no limits. Do it as much you can. Hatta yuqalu majnun. Allahu Akbar. So, tasbih, tilawat Quran, tasbihat, tahleel, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, istighfar, astaghfirullah, Allahumma gfir li dhanbi, durood. These are the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Always be fresh our thing with the zikr of Allah ta'ala. Zikrul lisani wa zikrul qalb. Both. That will give you booster in everything. When you wake up in the morning, you do zikr of Allah ta'ala, you will see the shaitan run away. So, important point here, if whatever you do work for the sake of Allah, Hisna Hisin, Kitab al-Hisna Hisin is written, Allahu Akbar, Kullu muti'in lillah fahuwa zakir. Whatever work you do in the obedience of Allah, that's zikrullah. Do work of da'wat, go in a gush, zikrullah. But while you're doing also, remember Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala reminding. You see, Musa alayhi salam is going walk of da'wat, tabligh. But Allah says, وَلَا تَنِيَا فِي ذِكْرِ. اِذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَأَخُوكَ بِيَايَاتِ. You and your brother go with my two miracles what I gave you. And وَلَا تَنِيَا فِي ذِكْرِ. Important. Also mentioned, فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلَ اللَّيِّنَ. We know that Allah says, اِذْهَبَا إِلَىٰ فِرَوْنُ تَغَىٰ. He became disobedience of Allah. Allah is telling himself, تَغَىٰ. When Allah says, تَغَىٰ, Allahu Akbar. Allah says, listen, anyway, Musa alayhi salam and Harun, you are going to give him da'wah. فَقُولَ lahu qawla layyina. This is a mizaj of tabligh. Mizaj of tabligh, soft, with love, with pure. Call the person towards Allah for namaz, for ibadat. Brother, brother, mashallah. We enjoy you when you come in the masjid. We love you. I miss you. When you don't come in a masjid, I miss you. Speak the word, the kind word. Allahu Akbar. Kind word. As I mentioned before also, as a Jamaat is there to remind you, Mawlana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he went from Madina Munawwara to India and he met Hazrati Mawla Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrati Mawla Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was, that time was in old age. Hazrati said to him, you and other Hafiz Sahib, two of you, go for 3 days in Jamaat. Jamaat mein jo, go in Jamaat. They went in Masjid in Delhi, far from Markaz. Allahu Akbar. The near the Masjid, one Christian's family was living. Among them, one person was Pope, Padri, was an alim of Bible. He heard that two men came in the Masjid. Let's go and visit. So that man came after Isha later. And Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib said, I was young, I was tired, so I went to sleep. But I was listening what they're talking. And when I went to sleep, that man and that my friend who came with me in Jama'a, both of them were talking late till 12, 1 o'clock. Talking. It's okay. The next day, again the Pope, the Christian person came and giving him doubt towards the Christianity. Second day, third day, when the Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib says that my friend told me, Maulana, you can go to Markaz. I'm not coming with you. I'm going to the church now. Because I became Christian. They went for 3 days. 3 days finished, Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib came to Markaz. He was so sad and crying. What happened? In 3 days, that man, you know, invited him towards Christianity. Wallah, I was just reading one book. It says when in the Pakistan and Bangladesh, they were together and then separated, what happened with India and all this. 200,000 Muslims became Christians. 200,000 people. Yeah. You know that. They speak to the people so kindly. What do you want? You want food. You want well for water. You want hospital. You want school. We'll give you, we'll provide you everything. You just come with us. They talk to them kindly, kindly. Again and again. While Isa alayhi salam's job, he was not after that. He didn't tell to you invite people towards my religion. It was only Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam and his ummah. Balligu anni walau aya till the day of Qiyamah. Not for them, only for this ummah. But we left that job and they started this job. We supposed to do this job and go in path of Allah and call the people to Islam. We don't even think about it. And look at how many people are turning away from Islam. Tomorrow, what I'm going to give answer to Allah? Did I spoke to somebody in my life? One person, I invited him to us. Yes, it's not my job to give him hidayat. Allah gives hidayat. But my job to invite him towards Allah. Did I invite anybody? Did I invite my family in my house to read namaz? My daughter, my son, or my neighbor? Did I spoke to them something kindly, nicely, with some gift? What we going to give answer to Allah Ta'ala? Look at the machinery of Christians. How much they work for the deen, for their deen. While their deen is finished, our deen is going to remain till the day of Qiyamah. Deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will remain. Allahu Akbar. Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib came to the masjid in Markaz and he said, Hazrat, that person, what happened? He left Islam, he became Christian. Okay, don't worry. Sit down. Relax. And say, oh, what you did? Oh, shouting at all. Okay, you sit down. Relax. Have breakfast and relax. Just before Zawal, that same man coming, carrying his, you know, the baggage, everything, coming to the masjid, he came. Mawlana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib saying, Hazrat Ji, that man is coming now. See? He's saying the Islam is like a play. He became Christian, now he's coming to the masjid. Don't allow him to come in a masjid. Don't allow him to come in a masjid. Hazrat said, don't worry, relax. Hazrat Ji Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he put his shoes on, he went outside, he took his bag, and he told him, Mu'anaka, greet everything, salam, brought him inside, come. Kindly, nicely, brought him inside the masjid. Said, make wuzu, everything finish, come, we're going to prepare your breakfast or your food. You eat and relax. He ate, and he went to sleep. When he got up, Hazrat Ji told him, bhai, dunya is going to finish one day. Dunya is going to finish one day. Listen, the money is not going to help you. The deen will help you in this dunya for your generation, for you in the qabar and the day of Qiyamah. Huh? You telling me like this? He's saying, Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Alayhi, that I'm the greedy of dunya. He picked his bag up and he says, I'm going back. He left the masjid and he went again in church. The next day again, before Zawal, is coming back. Next day again, he's coming. Hazrat Ji said, the Mawlana Sayyid Ahmad Khan, Hazrat Ji, see, he's coming back now. Don't allow him. Don't let him enter in the masjid. Shout him. He said, don't worry, you relax. You relax. He went outside. He put his shoes on, he went outside. Carried his bag again. And he brought him inside nicely. And he says, make wuzu and read the namaz if you want to read. And you come, you to relax. I'm going to prepare your food. Next day he said, come sit down with me. We're going to eat together in one plate. Hazrat Ji Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi telling him nicely. The first day he was crying all night. Ya Allah. You know, I'm saying Gujarati, mein, Urdu, mein, kache tawe par maine roti dal di. Why I put the roti? I just still the what you call the pan was not hot and I just put the roti on top, supposed to wait for him. See, yesterday he went away. Now today, he respect him, make him sit down, cooking everything for him and feed him, give him food nicely and made dua for him. Allahu Akbar. The kindness changes life. The kindness, the respect changes life. That was the work Hazrat Ji Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah started. So that's we learning from here. Allah says, Fakula lahu. Allah knows how much he was arrogant. He was calling himself Ana Rabbukumul A'la. Labittakhajta ilahan ghairi. Laj'alannaka minal masjunin. Those who think there is other God beside me, I will put him in prison and jail. Alaysa laka. He says, there is any God beside me in Egypt? He was saying like, Ana Rabbukumul A'la. He was saying to people. Allah knows that. But still Allah said, Ya Musa, talk to him gently, nicely, kindly. Invite him towards Islam. While Allah knows past, present and future. He knows he is not going to accept Islam. He knows that. But Allah teaching me and you and the Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba till the day of Qiyamah, my work, that's the mizaj of the Dawat of Tabligh, be love, kind, soft, pure, not the hardship, not hard. You like this, you like this. No. Love, kind. Allahu Akbar. Says, فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلَ الْلَيِّنَ لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرْ أَوْ يَكْشَى. If you talk to him nicely, gently, perhaps, maybe he can get heedless lesson, or he can scared of hereafter,
Give him, invite him nice way. Qala Rabbana. Okay. You know, this is Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, another place, in Surah An-Nahl. Udu'u ila sabili rabbik bil hikmah wal maw'izatil hasana. Wal maw'izatil hasana. Good advice, kind word, nicely, pure. You win the heart of the person. Nicely. If you want to give 2 morsels of roti, give him. But the 2 morsels will bring him towards Islam too. Towards the deen too. Be kind. Ye da'wat o tabliq ka mizaj hai. Mizaj. Udhu ila sabili. What he said? Innana qala rabbana innana nakhafu an yafruta alayna aw an yatgha. He will get angry because he got arms. He's a king. He got everything. And the Qibti is overpower upon the Bani Israel. What will happen if he get angry upon us? Or he can attack us too? Because only 2 people, they're going. Say, oh, we don't have the big Jamaat. We don't have 7 people, 10 people. We're not going. No, only 2. Musa and Harun. Where are they going? Not normal person. They're going. Where? By Fir'aun, who was calling himself God. Allahu Akbar. That's ayah teaching us that if you need to go anywhere for da'wat, you must get ready. Don't worry and don't wait for other people to come with you. Try. That's why our fiqh mas'ala. If somebody want to accept Islam, don't say, go to masjid by Imam Sahib. Don't say. Straight away, if he's happy to accept Islam, preach him Islam. If you say, go to Imam Sahib, why, you don't know the kalima? You don't know the kalima? You're telling him to go to Imam Sahib. If he dies in between, your responsibility. Your responsibility. The masla, fiqh masla. Because you didn't invite, you didn't tell. Didn't preach him the kalima la ilaha illallah. After that you can tell him by masla masail, I don't know. You go to masjid by some imam, some ulana, he will teach you the how to, what is the rules of Islam. But now you came to me, say kalima la ilaha illallah straight away. Allah. So inna nakhafu an yafruta alayna aw an yatgha. Further mention. قَالَ لَا تَخَافَ إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَ أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى. دعوت و تبلیغ والو, اللہ کی مدد اس کے ساتھ ہوتی ہے. Those who go in a path of Allah, Allah's help with them. Allah's help with them. Those who go in a path of Allah, Allah's help. But intention must be correct. I am going in a path of Allah to firstly put myself on the straight path. That intention. No, I'm going in a path of Allah to call everybody. Yes, this is number 2. Number 1, I'm going in a path of Allah. I am not, 100% on the straight path. I want to put myself first. Inshallah, I'll try my best to call, invite other persons also. Towards Allah. Towards the namaz. Towards the ibadah. Quran, tilawah. Allah says, قَالَ لَا تَخَافَ إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى. Yes. Allah said many, many places, like how Musa alayhi salam said, when the standing, the front is the river of Nile, and behind the arms of Fir'aun. Now everybody is scared, what's going to happen? They will kill us. Allahu Akbar. Musa alayhi salam, don't worry. Inna ma'iya rabbi sayahdeen. Allah is with me. He will guide us. That's yakin. Same thing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, where? In the cave of Hira. What is it? La takhafa. La tahzan. Inna Allah ma'ana. Oh Abu Bakr, don't worry. Don't be sad. Allah is with us. Here, if you do work of da'wat, subhanallah, Allah's help with you. Allah's help with you. Allah Ta'ala says to Musa alayhi salam, La takhafa innani ma'akuma asma'u wa ara. I'm listening also. What you're going to say? What he's going to say to you? Wa ara. I'm looking at you also. Why Allah is everywhere? Innani ma'akuma. Allah looking at you everywhere, every time. But he says, don't worry. This is called in Urdu, tasalli dena. Tasalli. Don't worry. Bismillah. Bismillah. Start your job. Walk up down. I'm there with you. Similarly, word, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't worry. Bismillah. Do this one. Go in the gusht. Go in the gusht. Call the people. Go in Jamaat. 3 days, 10 days, 40 days, go. Allah's help will come. Whichever masjid you go, make dua. Allah, I came here. Came in 3 days or 10 days or 40 days. Ya Allah, accept me. And whatever the word I'm going to say, Allah, you must put in the word so much barakah. The people listen and they also come to Islam. Or towards the namaz, towards the hidayat, way of hidayat. Allah says, فَأْتِيَاهُ فَقُولَ إِنَّا رَسُولَ رَبِّكَ. Now what we're going to say? First, ta'aruf. Jamaat says, mashallah, we are here from Dewsbury. Ta'aruf. Say, you go by Fir'aun and tell him we are the messenger of Allah. فَأْتِيَاهُ. Where Jamaat is here. We two of us here. Allah sent us here. And we are the messenger of Allah. So when you go in any masjid, first ta'aruf. Ta'aruf. Where Jamaat is here, the locality. The brothers, please come and help us. We can help you also. We go in the path of Allah for the gush and here and that. So, first things Allah said to Musa alayhi salam, فَقُولَ. You both of you say, Inna Rasul Rabbik. We are the messenger of your Rabb. Farsil ma'ana Bani Israel. And send with us the Bani Israel. Wala tu'adhibhum qad ji'naka. Wala tu'adhibhum. Do not punish them. You made them like servants. From years, they are working for you. The woman's also working. The youngsters also working like a slave for you. And the elderly people also working. You see the pyramids in Egypt. The Bani Israel, all the servants made it all. I asked the elderly people of Pharaoh. Till today. I remember that my baby bottle was not opening. Was so tight. So tight. So one of the young men, I said to him in the shop, "Bhai, just open for me. Can you open for me?" He opened it. I said, "Mashallah." He says, "Anna, you know, we are from the progeny of Pharaoh." He said to me that. Still, that's why the Iranian and Egypt, when they were friendship also. I will explain you further. So what they were doing, Eid. But the Eid, the function, what Iranian people were do, the same thing is written in the history that Egypt people also were doing. But they were also had a battle in between them. But most of the time, the Iranian was getting lost and Egypt's people, what they were winning. So once they took few bodies of Egyptian people and they were hitting on the head. He says, these people's head is so strong. So strong. When he hit on the head, they become wounded but not dying. And our Iranian people, they hit us, we die straight away. It is written in the history. Maybe they're using proper oils, massaging on the head. Still today, the seta. But Allahu Akbar mentioned, فَأْتِيَاهُ فَقُولَا إِنَّا رَسُولَ رَبِّكَ فَأَرْسِلْ مَعْنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. First da'wat. These are the Muslim Bani Israel. What you're doing with them, send. Walat, we want to go back to Syria. Because that time the Jordan, Palestine, Sham was one. Was one. After they separated all. Walat, do not punish them. قَدْ جِئْنَاكَ بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكَ And we came to you, we brought a miracle of your Rabb. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَى مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الْهُدَى There's two things mentioned. It says two things. Number one, we came here with miracle. What Allah given me and Harun alayhi salatu salam. وَالسَّلَامُ And you know the peace and tranquility and sukoon for who? Those who follow the straight. Now, that was a way to give dawah. That's a way to give dawah. Here, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was giving dawah of the kings in the same way. Same khutut. Wassalamu ala man ittaba al-huda min Muhammad Rasulillah ila so and so. Once, the Musaylimah Kadhab, he wrote the letter to who? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Min muslimati rasulillah. Na'uz billah. What is it? Muslima rasulillah. Ila Muhammad rasulillah. He wrote the letter. I'm a Muslima rasul of Allah. I'm writing a letter to who? Muhammad rasulullah. Amma ba'd. Inni ashraktu fil amri lakal hadru waliyal ghabru. Allahu Akbar. He says, I'm making you partner. He's telling Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I'm making you partner in prophethood. The cities is under your control and all the villages under my control. We are the partner in Nabuwa. We are partners. Allah Akbar. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wrote the letter. Min Muhammad Rasulillah ila Musaylimatil Kadhab. He wrote the letter. من محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى مسلمة الكذاب والسلام على من اتبع الهدى wrote the same ayat there. What Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام told the Fir'aun. He wrote same thing. والسلام على من اتبع الهدى أما بعد إن الأرض لله يورثها من يشاء والعاقبة للمتقين. Such a good advice. Such a good dawah. Allahu Akbar. That land is not belong to me and not belong to you. It's belong to Allah. Belong to Allah. That here I am Nabi and there you Nabi. No. So we understood from here that we have to do da'wat wa tabligh the same way. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and messenger did it. Inna qad uhiya ilayna. Musa alayhi salam says, Inna qad uhiya ilayna. Allah has revealed the revelation towards us. Anna al-azaba. Look at the Dawud al-Tabliq. He didn't say, Hey Fir'aun, you're not accepting Islam. Anna al-azab. You will get punishment. You will get punishment. Nay. General talk. General talk. That Allah revealed to us. أَنَّ الْعَذَابَ أَلَى مَنْ كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّى Why? You have to see the who's standing in front of you. Even though he was a non-Muslim. But he was a king. This is the way Allah teaching us. مَسْ أَنْزِلُ النَّاسَ أَلَى مَنَازِلِهِ Look at the persons, you know. Status also. Just look at him. He's a king. You can't just talk that you're not accepting, you will get punishment. The Quran teaching us how to talk. Inna kaduhiya ilayna. Quran keh raha hai na? Kaise daawat dena hai? Halanke keh sakte the, hey Fir'aun. Tu agar baat kabul nahi karega, tu azab tujh par jahannam mein jayega. Nahi. Anna al-azab ala man kadhaba wa tawalla. Those who lies and those who turn away from Islam, from Allah. Now you got shocked because he never heard in his life that there is other God. There is other because he was an atheist. He was not believing anyone's. He says himself, I'm the God. It was shock for him. He says, قَالَ فَمَنْ رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَى Who is your Rabb? Who is your creator? Tell us. It was shocking. Look at this, is a siyasi point. How he's talking. Let's talk. قَالَ فَمَنْ رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَىٰ قَالَ رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَىٰ Look at the da'wat of Musa alayhi salam. He is inviting him. First thing he said, look at yourself, look at myself, and look at entire creation. How Allah Ta'ala created the face, the nose, the eyesight, the body. Allahu Akbar. Says, first, رَبُّنَا our Rabb, الَّذِي our Rabb. Who's which is? الَّذِي أَعْتَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى Surat, kitni behtareen shakal banayi hai. Kitni behtareen. Ibn Kasir, rahmatullah alayhi, mentioned here that in entire world, khalq, one is called khulq, one is called khalq. That's when you see it in the mirror. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us dua. Allahumma anta ahsanta khalki fa ahsin khuluki. Khalk, my top body. Khulk, my heart. Inside. Inside. Taqwa. Inside. God fearing. Inside. Khushu. Khudu. Is a link to the heart. The top khalk. Laqad khalaqna al-insana fi ahsani taqwa. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ What's Allah said another place? وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ Allah Ta'ala created the humans in the such. يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانِ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ فِي أَيِّ سُورَةٍ مَا شَاءَ رَكَّبَكَ In such. Can you see it? Our nose is not here. It looks so ugly. Our one eye is not here. One eye is here. It looks so ugly. Allahu Akbar. Such a good the eyesight and tongue. We can talk. Look at our hand. And they said, behind the eyes, there are so many things, so many veins is coming. And look at Allah given us, so beautiful, we can't even. And top, you can see like a windscreen, and like you see it, anything happens to your eyes, get close, and don't get damaged. Behind the ears, the science says today, 3,000 telephone. You know, there's a dog is barking, you know that. There's an insan is calling, your mom is calling, or there's a lion is barking. The different voice, different sound, you will understand. 3,000 telephones behind the ears. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ Allah the creator and his creation, everything from the ant to the elephants, each and every creation Allah Ta'ala created, give them different way. Summa hada, Allahu Akbar. Then show the right way to how to walk, what to do. When a child, when a born, and mother put on the chest, started sucking milk. Who taught the child that your food is here? Who taught the child? You understand me? Who taught the child? That's why I say that. When a small child, when the mother don't cut the nails, small child, don't cut the nails. Sometimes mother's lazy. Don't have time for 1 month to cut the nails. So what the child, what will do? Be scratching in the eyes. The child not going to put that hand inside. You will see the child do like that. Child will do like this. Who taught the child that? Don't put your finger inside. Who taught the child? So that everything is summa hada. Show the right part. What to do next? What to do? Why the lion don't eat the grass? Why the buffalo don't eat the meat? Allah taught them what is your job, what to do. Anyway, this is a long tafsir about it here. Man kazzaba wa tawalla qala famar qala rabbuna alladhi a'ta kulla shay'in khalaqahu thumma hada qala fama balul qurun al-ula siyasi siyasa Tell me, what about? And he don't have answer to reply back to Musa alayhi salam. So he says, Qala fama balul qurunul ula. What about them? Those who passed away before us, about our forefathers. What about them?
Look at here. Look at the pasare abi.
Even Musa alayhi salam said, they all went into hell. Straight away the Firaun will tell the people, see what he's telling your forefathers. They all become against him. But look at the Musa alayhi salam, what is giving answer. He didn't say they all went in the hell because they didn't accept Islam and this and that. All this. He didn't say that. Look at the siyasat of Firaun. You can understand. Tafsir is like this to understand. Says, قَالَ فَمَا بَالُ الْقُرُونِ الْأُولَى قَيْرُ الْقُرُونِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ أَلُونَهُ قُرُون is a plural of قَرْن. Says, قَالَ فَمَا بَالُ الْقُرُونِ الْأُولَى. You inviting me towards Europe. What about them? They didn't believe Europe. What about them? What will happen to them? قَالَ عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي فِي كِتَابِ. Says, he hand over the answer. Allah. He says, ilmuha inda rabbi fi kitab. About them is written in Lawh-e Mahfuz. In Lawh-e Mahfuz. I don't know. Allah knows best. What about them? I wasn't present that time. I can't tell you anything. And further says, la yadillu rabbi wa la yansa. My Rabb, don't make mistake.
Are you Muslim? Or you're non-Muslim, you don't make mistake to go this and that side.
He knows everything. Wala yansa, don't forget to. He told you something else, doing something else. Justice by Allah. Wala yansa. Alladhi ja'ala lakumul arda mahda. The land, you're sitting here. You can sleep. You can sit. You can build a house. You can do everything. Another place, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, the land is good, is for the alive people also and for the dead people also. Allah said, Al-ahya wal-amwat. Ahya, when we are alive, we can use this land. We can take the water out. We can do everything. When we die, we can sleep inside the same. Allah says, الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ مَهْدًا وَسَلَكَ لَكُمْ فِيهَا سُبُلًا. There are certain things we don't know. Allah Ta'ala didn't give us that so much experience. For example, what is happening behind this wall, I don't know. I can't see. My eyesight only reached to the wall. But certain things, Allah taught us. For example, Allah put in our mind where this road goes, how to go, where to go. If we don't know that, we couldn't even come to the masjid too. We cannot go to from one country to another country. Allah taught the humans in the ship, boat, in the flight. Today we can walk, drive from one place. We know that. Allah Ta'ala taught us, says, وَسَلَكَ لَكُمْ فِيهَا سُبُلًا وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. And we descend the water from the cloud, heaven, Allah Ta'ala sending water. And this water is kullu shayin hay, is life for everyone's, for animals, for birds, for humans, for everyone's. If there is no water, people will die. You can see in Africa now, the drought, how many animals did, maybe 100,000 animals died in jungle, in forest. You can see the elephants and lions and everything tough. Why no water there? No grass, no water. So, وَسَلَكَ لَكُمْ فِيهَا سُبُلًا وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِنْ نَبَاتٍ شَتَّى. What Allah says, subhanAllah. فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ. We taking out. What is that? We. Allah says, who does everything? Allah.
This is all we say about oneness of Allah.
Allah does everything. No one can do anything. Akhrajna bihi. We taking out. Bihi ay bilma. With water.
What are you taking out?
Azwajam min nabatin shatta.
Different type of vegetable. Vegetarian. Flowers. Fruit. Different type of trees. Plants.
everything. Allah says, in the meanwhile, you have to work the water, you have to bring the plant, you have to bring the trees. But I, Allah, we take it out, everything. You just put seed in soil, and I will take it out. That's why in Arabic, the kisan, the farmer, also called kafir. Why? Because they put the seed inside, and you wait. You don't know what's going to happen now. Tawakkal ala Allah. They got more tawakkal. Because you put in a farm, so much seed now, what will happen? Keeping trust upon Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala send the water, rain, and slowly the coop will come out, the plant, and the food is ready. The barley is ready, the weeds are ready, the fruits are ready, the flowers are ready. Different Allah says, look at that. The mangoes taste different. Look at the grapes, taste different. Look at this coconut, different. How hard? And look at the water inside. You break it, see the water coming out. Well, Allah says, how the water is reaching inside. Different color. You get the flower, 1,000 type of flowers. But remember, all these are for us. He says, "Inna dunya khulikat lakum wa innakum khuliqtum lil akhirati lillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala." I created everything for you, and I created you for Allah. "Wa ma khalaqtul jinna wal insa illa liya'budun." Allah created me and you and entire humanity only for the worshipping Allah. "Liya'budun sahibirul ma'ani ay liya'rifun," to recognize Allah. Who is my creator? Who's my sustainer? Who's my Allah? Allah Ta'ala created us for Him. So alhamdulillah, always remember, this is Allah says, "Kulu," eat yourself. And for what was it? Wara'u an'amakum. You got animals. Here we don't know, but you go in India, Pakistan, mashallah. We were grazing the buffaloes. Ask us. I mean, there is no grass, we were crying. Oops. What father will say today? Look at that, Umar radiallahu ta'ala. What he said? One day was walking with his friends, and he's on a mountain. He's looking down. And he says, "Ya Amirul Mumineen, what's happening? You're standing here, everybody behind you. This is the place when I was small. My father was selling me khattab, sending me here to graze the goats. And he was telling me when evening time, when the goat, all the goats and sheep are the hungry, the stomach is not full." He was telling, he was swearing and telling my mother what he's going to do when he grow up. He don't know how to graze the goats too. We ask us. We were taking the goats, we were taking the buffaloes and cows in all those times. Allahu Akbar. So Allah says, "Kulu war'au an'amakum inna fi dhalika la'ayatil liulinnuha." Nuha, akal, understanding. This is the sign and heedless and lesson for intelligent people. They understand who created this. Look at the heavens. Look at the earth. Subhanaka ma khalaq hadha batila. Hey, my Allah, you did not create anything unnecessary. Everything for some reason. For some reason. Some reason. Imam Ghazali mentioned in his kitab, one day the, what you call the chipkali, the lizard was walking. He said, "Ya Allah, why you created this? It's walking around even the walls." He says, "When you were born, the lizard asked me why you created him." Allah created everything for some reason, bhai. Wallah, I'm telling you. Not useless. Everything for some reason. Allah knows everything. We don't know. We don't know. So Allah inviting me, created the heavens and earth and everything, that I am Allah. One day you have to come to me. The next ayat inshallah is going to come. "Minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra." I will explain inshallah in next lesson that I created you from that clay and you have to go back to there in the sand, and I will resurrect you on the day of Qiyamah. You have to answer me. So we have to prepare for that answer. We have to prepare. Mutu qabla an tamutu. Hasibu qabla an tuhasabu. Die before death comes. And we take our reckoning before Allah takes our reckoning. So before the time comes, we have to prepare ourselves prepare our family, ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nara, and prepare also the Muslims, invite them towards the Islam. Alhamdulillah, the Jamaat is here, mashallah. The Jamaat is here, mashallah, from Dewsbury. They're living today, mashallah. They were here for 2 days. So, inshallah, the small tashkir, inshallah, will take place. Who's ready, inshallah, for 3 days or 40 days or 40 or 4 months, please? Bismillah, mashallah.
Inshallah. Brother Osman, what is your intention?
3 days, I think, inshallah. 4 months, the studies.
4 months. Jazakallah, Brother Osman. Inshallah, make intention. Maulana Sahib had just beautifully explained from Quran and from the Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, waqiyat, how to give dawah. So just make intention. We need to apply this, you know, inshallah. We need to learn. We learn to, mashallah, beautifully Maulana explained. So just make intention, and inshallah.
MashaAllah. May Allah accept. See, ameen, everybody. MashaAllah. Jamaat already, they are in 3 days, MashaAllah. We must, our local people, stand up and give name, MashaAllah.
40 days.
We're not asking your life. Our life, inshallah, in the grave. Forever and ever, we have to sleep.
2 days,
MashaAllah. May Allah accept. Hafiz Yunus, MashaAllah.
40 days,
Abdullah bhai, Haji Abdullah sahab, mashallah. Mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Amara Khan brother, we stand up, please, mashallah. Make intention, we'll get reward to, inshallah. Make intention, then make dua, Allah make it easy. I give my 3 days, my name in 3 days, make it easy. For 40 days, make it easy. Allah will make everything easy. Mashallah. Abdullah bhai, 4 months, mashallah.
As Maulana said, I had no plan to come this weekend for 3 days. I planned something for this weekend, and I was about to go Thursday, it got cancelled, and I came for 3 days. I had no plan to come this weekend.
Subhanallah.
I just did dua, and Allah made it possible. So inshallah, brother, just make intention, Allah will.
Does Muhammad Bhai got
irada
hai, bade
mujahid aadmi. MashaAllah. Allah kabul kare, Allah asan kare.
40 days, 4 months.
Nur Muhammad.
3 days. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah. May Allah accept. See, Ameen, inshallah. May Allah make it easy for him, inshallah. It's not hard. Give few. MashaAllah. Zarur, inshallah. Asan farmale. Allah. Niyat karlo, phir dua bhi karo. This is the work of Anbiya. Dawat Tabligh, the work of Anbiya. Everybody make intention, inshallah. You will get reward of intention also. Sincere niyyah, Allah will make it easy for you, inshallah. Our Prophet says, فَلْيُبَلِّقْ شَاهِدَ الْغَيْبِ وَمَنْ أَحْسُنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَ. The best person who invite people towards Allah.
JazakAllah, brothers. Inshallah, just make dua, whatever the intentions you make, Allah will make it possible, inshallah, for all of us to go.
All of you making intention, inshallah?
Inshallah.
Inshallah. May Allah make it easy, inshallah. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Rahimin, Ya Dhal Jalal wal Ikram, Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan, Ya Badi' al-Samawati wal Ard. Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu, wa laka al-mulku kullu, wa biyadika al-khayru kullu, wa ilayki yurja'u al-amru kullu, ala niyatu wa sirru laka alhamd, innaka ala kulli shayin kadir. Allahumma salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khayri al-khalki kullihimi. Ya Allah, forgive all of us, Ya Rahman, Rahim. Forgive all of us, Ya Rahman, Rahim. Forgive our children and families, Ya Allah. Forgive our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Forgive our parents, Ya Allah. Forgive our mashayikh, Ya Rahman, Rahim. Our asatiza, Ya Rahman, Rahim. Forgive entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Forgive the alive people, forgive the dead people too. Ya Arhamur Rahimin. Ya Allah, accept all of us for your work of Dawat, Ya Allah. Work of Deen, Ya Allah. Allahul Alameen, the Jamaat is, Ya Allah, accept them too, Ya Allah. They came, they left the house, they left the job, everything. They are in the path of Allah, Ya Allah, accept them, Ya Allahul Alameen. Hey Allah, Ya Arhamur Rahimin, until we live in this dunya, Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to remain on the steadfast, inshallah. Ya Arhamur Rahimin, give us hidayat, Ya Arhamur Rahimin. Ya Allah, hold our finger, hold our hand, and put us on the straight path, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamur Rahimin, you can do everything, Allah, everything in your hand. Ya Karamul Akramin, you accept all of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are sick, Ya Allah, give them complete shifa, Ya Arhamur Rahimeen. Those who died, Allah, make the qabr, Lahul Alameen, as a part of Jannat, Ya Arhamur Rahimeen. Fill the qabr with Rahma, Ya Arhamur Rahimeen. Akramul Akramin, Allahumma salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. Taqabbal Rabbana, taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika.